Good morning, friends, and thank you for joining us in what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness, singing the songs and telling the stories of people of America and our local communities, Larry Long. Recording the songs, stories, and sounds of our local communities, neighborhoods, and cities, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and this morning we honor the gift of loneliness.
Woke up this morning, heard that whistle blow. Freight train was moving outside my window, rattling the floorboards of this wooden frame, wishing that I was riding on that train. The longer I stay here, the more feel brung down. Don't know anyone anymore in this whole town. When everything gets to be the same, that's when I feel it's time to make that change. Oh yes it is. Woke up this morning, heard that whistle blow. Freight train was moving outside my window, rattling the floorboards of that wooden frame, wishing that I was riding on that train.
Our current Surgeon General is Dr. Vitek Murthy. And he has written an amazing book called Together, The Healing Power of Human Connection in a Sometimes Lonely World. When he became the Surgeon General first back in 2014, he began to do listening sessions thinking he would hear the health concerns of Americans, heart disease, cancer, obesity, addiction. But instead, a loud voice came through as people admitted to feeling lonely, disconnected, a lack of community. Dr. Murthy writes, I have come to realize that social connection stands out as a largely unrecognized and underappreciated force for addressing many of the critical problems we're dealing with, both as individuals and as a society. Overcoming loneliness and building a more connected future is an urgent mission that we can and must tackle together. Loneliness. 1 in every 5 people who visit a doctor in the United States do not have physical symptoms. They're simply wanting someone to talk to. I get a chance to and the privilege of working with a number of farmers. And in one group, a veterinarian came up to me afterwards after I talked about loneliness and friendship and community. And he said, you know how true this is. He said, I'm a veterinarian. And I got called a couple of weeks ago, and a farmer called me out to look at his cow. Well, within about 30 seconds, I could see that the cow was fine. And so I spent a little more time examining the cow. And then the farmer walked up to me and I said, your cow is just fine. He said, I know, I'm sorry. He said, my wife left me. I didn't know who else to call other than you. And the veterinarian said, I felt so inadequate. Here was a man with a broken heart, suffering from loneliness, calling his veterinarian. How important it is for us to be sensitive to the burdens that other people carry, and sometimes those burdens are hidden, like loneliness.
And when I come back to see you again, I don't want to be your lover. Unless first I can be your friend, because you mean more than that to me. And I know I'm gonna miss you the day I leave. Woke up this morning, heard that whistle blow. Freight train was moving outside my window, rattling the floorboards wishing that I was a riding on that train. You know, to be a songwriter, one needs to be willing to spend time alone and to find joy in one's own company. Yet, with certainty, there are moments where the last person I care to be with is me. Invariably, though, I have found that through my aloneness, that when I'm about to hit rock bottom, invariably a melody comes pouring through me in rhyme from a portal beyond the sands of time. For it's through our aloneness, it seems, that we are able to commune with a power far greater than I, and by doing so are gifted with the realization that we are not alone after all. You know, back when I was in my 20s, I lived in the high Sierra Nevada mountain range of Eastern California, performing music with others in the ski resort towns of Mammoth and June Lake, plus up along glacial moraines at a mountain climbing school, and by night around high-altitude desert campfires. During that time, I also found itinerant work, including working at a pack station, where I, too, along with my guitar, tent, cooking, and sleeping gear, got packed up by horse and mule into the higher elevations for a week all by myself beside a crystal-clear mountain stream. Out of this journey came this song, Lay Me Down Easy. On this recording, you can hear my cousin Melvin James playing electric guitar.
Sun shining down on the pines in the forest, down on this cabin made of logs. Last night I swore I heard a choir of angels singing so loudly down by the shore. Lay me down easy, lay me down slow. I don't wanna gamble with my life anymore. Looking for work, I couldn't find any to make me feel worthy to call it my home. So many friends I've seen go under from the work that they do, that I know. Down the timber to feed the fire
night round the stove. Lay me down easy, lay me down slow. I don't wanna gamble with this life anymore. Beside me, food for my body, food for my soul, food for my body, red hot burning cold.
Larry, you have a gift for finding in lyric and melody longing and loneliness, and a response, which is love. Here are four strategies that are helpful in overcoming loneliness. One, spend 15 minutes each day with someone that you care about, and tell them how much you care about them. Tell them right now how much they mean to you. Two, focus on each encounter with each person every day. Avoid distraction. Put away your phone. Lose your phone. Be fully present. Three, embrace solitude. Connections are built in solitude. We know people in two ways, by their absence and by their presence. Embrace the absence of the people that we love, only to understand the power of their presence. And finally, service is love made visible. When you're lonely, who is somebody who could benefit from your gifts, your abilities, your capacity to serve? All of us are connected to each other. Connection overcomes loneliness.
Well, Tom, you know, we often say when we do these radio programs here in the studio that we feel a whole lot better when it's over than when we walked in. Because it's through the fellowship and the friendship that Brett, you and I have here in the studio that kind of renews our friendship and what we're about as human beings within this conspiracy of goodness. I want to give thanks to all the other co-conspirators of goodness out there in Radio Land. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a blessed week.
And until we meet again, friends, peace and all good.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.